Let's turn now in God's Word to Exodus and chapter 10. Exodus chapter 10, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 29. And if you remember where we're at, so far we've seen, heard the first seven plagues, and here in this chapter, the eighth and ninth plagues upon Egypt from the Lord. Exodus chapter 10, verse 1, these are God's words. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him. And that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son, and of thy son's son, what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs, which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Lord. And Moses and Aaron came in unto Pharaoh, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, How long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow will I bring the locusts into thy coast, and they shall cover the face of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth. And they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. And they shall fill thy houses and the houses of all thy servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither thy fathers nor thy fathers' fathers have seen, since the day that they were upon the earth unto this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servants said unto him, How long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh. And he said unto them, Go, serve the Lord your God, but who are they that shall go? And Moses said, We will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds, we will go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, Let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones, look to it, for evil is before you. Not so. Go now, ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that ye did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail hath left. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in all the coasts of Egypt. Very grievous were they. Before them there were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, and they did eat every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left, and there remained not any green thing in the trees, or in the herbs of the field, through all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste, he said, I have sinned against you, against the Lord your God, and against you. Now therefore forgive, I pray thee, my sin only this once, and entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coasts of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel go. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, Go ye, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, Thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not be a hoof be left behind. For thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God. And we must not with what we must serve the Lord. Excuse me. And we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto him, Get thee from me, take heed to thyself. See my face no more, for in that day thou seest my face, thou shalt die. And Moses said, Thou hast spoken well. I will see thy face again no more. Those are God's words. So the chapter begins that the eighth plague comes from the Lord upon Egypt and Pharaoh. That is the plague of the locusts. The Lord, verse 1, has hardened Pharaoh's heart again and sent these plagues for a reason. We read about that reason in verse 2. It says, And that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what things I have wrought in Egypt and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Lord. And anything that the hail hadn't destroyed in the previous plague was to be destroyed by the locusts in this plague. And Pharaoh's servants convince him to give allowance to Moses and Aaron to hear them because Egypt had been destroyed, decimated. Pharaoh asks, Who will go and serve the Lord? That is, he's asking, Who will go and worship the Lord when you go up from Egypt, Moses and Aaron? Who will go and worship? Who should be in the public assemblies? That's the same question that we ask today. It's the same question. The answer is verse 9. Even our children, young and old, sons and daughters. But Pharaoh, verse 11, says, No, only the men can go and worship. Now he gives in Pharaoh every plague. He kind of gives in just a little bit more. Only the men in this time can go and worship. But of course, this is not agreed to by Moses and Aaron, because the Lord demands all of His people worship. And so the plague of locusts comes and decimates Egypt further. In verse 16 again, Pharaoh confesses, like the last chapter, last Lord's Day we heard, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now therefore forgive, I pray thee, my sin only this once, and entreat the Lord your God that He may take away from me this death only. And so Moses again prays to the Lord for Pharaoh. And the locusts are removed by the Lord. And the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart again. They could not go worship. The locusts devoured the crops, the grasses, every green thing. And we listen again to Revelation 9. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. The wicked are judged. Beloved, we are encouraged here to be on the Lord's side through Jesus Christ, and not harden our hearts against the Lord. The ninth plague comes, Exodus 10, and it is darkness, and that darkness is to be felt. A darkness that is felt. Again, God's people were not experiencing the darkness. They were not. Israel was not. Egypt was experiencing this darkness. Pharaoh begins to negotiate to let some of Israel go. Right? He says, Yeah, you can take your children now. But not the animals. Nope. The Lord would have none of that. He demands all of our worship, and they can't worship without the sacrifices. Revelation 16:10 says, "And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blaspheming the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds." That is a darkness that is felt. This plague in Egypt was terrible, but beloved, the ungodly will undergo at the end such physical suffering and pain, a horror it will be. And so, beloved, harden not your hearts at God's word today, as Pharaoh did, and as at times God's people have done, but receive Christ offered unto you freely. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your word again. We're thankful that you speak to us. What a great privilege that is, that you speak to us, weak and frail sinners, wretched people, apart from Christ, that we are. Father, we're thankful that you turn us from our sins by your Spirit and word, and you turn us unto you through Christ and by the Holy Spirit. We come today confessing our sins, that we have broken your commandments. We have broken all of them in thought, in word, and in deed, in our actions, even in our feelings and emotions and our desires. We have turned from you. And so, Father, we plead that you would forgive us of our sins, that you would turn us from our sins unto you. That we cannot do ourselves, but you can do by your Spirit through Christ. And so, Father, we pray that you will turn us from our sins and turn us unto you through Christ. Father, we plead that you would cover our sins. Cover us by the blood of Christ your Son, and cleanse us of all unrighteousness amongst us. That you would clothe us with the righteousness of Christ. And Father, what great news that we have. What good news that we have in Christ. That he died for our sins there on the cursed tree of the cross at Calvary. That our sins have been atoned for in him alone. That we have life in him through the resurrection. And his righteousness is imputed to us. Credited to us. And for this we are thankful. And we have that assurance that you are the God who will forgive us and pardon all of our sins. And so we come to you today alone through the blood of Christ into the Holy of Holies, before the mercy seat, the very throne of God. And we keep pleading for your mercy. Shower also upon us your grace and blessing that we are not deserving of, that you would fill this congregation and the congregations represented here, even in the church in Springfield and the ARP church there. We pray that you would be with them today as they worship you. We ask that you would guide us all, your people, to the truth, as we remember your word is truth. And so fill us with your word. Feed us with the bread of life. And upon that pure milk and that strong, good meat, Father, help us. Father, we also plead that you would be with those in our bodies that are struggling and sick. Maybe we're thankful for those who are not feeling well last Lord's Day, that there some at least are here amongst us. This morning, we give you praise that you're the God who heals. We pray also for Jake, that you would be with him as he's hurt his shoulder. We ask that you would bring him healing where he would not have to go to a doctor. And pray that you would bring that about quickly, for he has work to do this coming week. And for all of our bodies that may be frail or weak, strengthen our weak bones and our muscles to serve you, the living and true God. That is to worship you in spirit with our hearts and according to truth, your word, but also to serve you as living sacrifices this week in our daily occupations and our callings at home and outside the home. You would be with the children, that we would have family worship, and that each day we would hear God's word explained by our fathers and husbands, and that you would grant to us your word throughout the week that way, and your praises, that we would sing them every day, for you are deserving of all of our praises and all thanksgiving in Christ your Son through the gospel. We're thankful, Father, for your mercy that is to us every morning, is new every morning. And we rejoice in Christ your Son. Father, we plead today for a few congregations in our presbytery who are without pastors. We pray that you would provide them, for the church in Denver and Manhattan, Laramie, Wyoming, and thankful that you have provided ministers for the congregation in Clarinda and Shawnee, even the church plant in Oklahoma City. Father, you are the God who provides even your word, and so, Father, we pray that you would bring about ministers in those places that need them, and in all parts throughout the world. That's what our prayer is, for we know that the gospel is going forward, and we are not ashamed of the gospel. We pray that the gospel would go forth even from our weak lips and through our labors, as weak as we are, that the gospel would go even to the ends of the earth, carried by the saints of God, the church, and that all the fullness of the Gentiles would come in, and all the Jews would come in, and you would save your elect from every tongue and tribe and nation and people. And in all this, Father, we pray that your name would be glorified and honored and praised. That even the world would see our good works and glorify you, the Father in heaven. And so make us holy as Christ is holy, and righteous as he is righteous. We cannot do this of ourselves in our sanctification, nor can we justify or save ourselves from death forever. And so we lean upon you and remember that you are the builder of the house. And so, Father, build your house. Build it up into a great temple, brick by brick, that we would be one people, united by your truth and love. We do pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.